Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
It was a spectacular scene that no person living today has ever witnessed. John James Audubon said the sun would literally be blocked out for hours as the river of living creatures flew by from sunrise to sunset. Estimates place their population up to 5 billion. They represented 40% of all the living class of aves in North America and may have been the most abundant bird species in the entire world. They reached speeds of over 60 miles per hour, and when flocks came to rest in forest, their collective landings could topple large trees. They seemed invincible. But in the 1870s, European Americans used shotguns that dropped dozens of passenger pigeons with each shot. They commercialized them as cheap food, sold their feathers to adorn hats, and cut down nesting area forests. As the birds began to disappear, measures were made to prevent their total loss. Several groups were captured and put in captivity, but breeding was unsuccessful. In 1901, the last wild, invincible pigeon was shot. In 1914, the very last passenger pigeon died at the Cincinnati Zoo. They are gone. 5 billion then, zero now. We may be currently experiencing something of that depressing magnitude as we continue to record a consistent decline in the populations of once plentiful monarch butterflies. Adults may recall capturing the yellow, black, and white striped larvae from milkweed plants in fields and along roadsides throughout Cache Valley. They would keep them in jars until the larva had its miraculous morphing, then release the dazzling orange and black flying flowers that everyone seemed to love. Unless humans take positive actions now, many newborn children may never have that butterfly-in-a-jar experience. I started tagging and releasing Western monarchs at the South Cache School back in 1995. A harmless tag was placed in the front wings in hopes of tracking it to its overwintering site. We did hundreds at first, but each year, larvae were more difficult to find. Nibley's Becky Yeager currently reigns as the monarch tagging queen in Cache Valley, and she works tirelessly to preserve the species. In December, six of us decided to investigate the monarch sites in California listed by the Xerxes Society. We went to each site from Santa Barbara along the coast up to Santa Cruz. We should have seen 250,000 monarchs, but barely observed 2,000 in total. In 1997, California had 100 counting sites, and well over 1 million monarchs were observed. In 2016, they increased the counting sites to 250, but the population has dropped to less than 300,000. If 5 billion pigeons can disappear, what are the odds of success for the monarchs? We can do something about this. Plant milkweed, the only plant where they lay their eggs. Use fertile, native plants in your flower gardens. Stop spraying pesticides. Let the Cache Valley Wildlife Association tag whatever monarchs you might collect this summer, and then join us at the Cache Valley Gardeners Market for the Mariposa Festival, hosted on May 20th. This is Ron Helstern for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.